IVM.
Folks, do you constantly find yourself wanting to purchase a new house or car, but don't know how? Don't worry, we got you covered. We will help you by sharing our key tricks on goal setting. Hi, I'm Anupam Gupta, P50 on Twitter, and this is the InvestVerse podcast, an investor education initiative by HDFC Mutual Fund. In today's episode, I will be in conversation with Utsav Mamoria, who is a consumer insights expert, traveler, and host of the Postcards from Nowhere podcast. We will be talking about equity investment, the importance of setting long-term and short-term goals, and so much more. So let's get into this insightful conversation. Utsav, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for doing this for our listeners.
Thank you so much, Anupam, for inviting me. And it's actually great to be here.
Fantastic. So Utsav, let's talk about your very first job experience and how has your relationship with money changed over the years?
Yeah, I remember my first job, and you know, the moment that first salary hit my account, it was such an empowering feeling, right? There's no more borrowing money from parents or, you know, budgeting too much, which was no more required. And it felt great to, you know, receive that first salary, to be empowered, to be able to do things, buy things, experiences, which you, you know, had not really got initially. But I think what happened over time is that I started understanding that, you know, what is money? Money is really a tool, right? And it's our approach to money. How we behave with money is actually what really matters. And that's where we need to start thinking about, you know, what money does for us. Now, what happens is that, you know, when you are young, especially, and even when you are older, people tend to avoid dealing with finances because it can be very stressful. But it is important to deal with it head on instead of just, you know, putting it under the rug, because that will actually harm you in the long run. And one good way to think about it is also is that, you know, you think of, you know, what do you actually need versus what do you actually want? Because, you know, when the first time you get money, you have this thing of, oh, I can buy this, I can buy this, I can buy that. But that leads to splurging. And that's something which we, you know, need to consciously avoid, because that's not really a need. It's a want which we have. So it's important that as, you know, we grow older, as when we deal with money more, we need to understand what is my real need. And what is my want? Because wants are endless, right? That way, if you keep sort of splurging on wants, you will never really come into a space where you have a positive, healthy relationship with money. It's like money will always be ahead of you and you'll keep chasing it and you'll never really, you know, get there.
Utsav, something about the emergency fund.
Yeah. And one important thing, and I think what a lot of young people don't realize this, is to say that, you know, have an emergency fund. In this environment, you do not know what's going to happen, right? Yeah, you may be performing absolutely fine in your job and there's nothing wrong, but there will be changes at the company level, at the country level, which will suddenly, you know, put you in a situation where you don't have a job and you don't want to be there. But if you are there, and I think this is a problem, I'm a consumer insights expert and we always think of these things to say that people think this will not happen to me, but it could happen to you. And that's why that emergency fund is so required, because if you go into that crisis, you have something to rely on. You shouldn't be stressing out that, oh, I don't have money to fulfill my basic needs, forget wants. And that's why having an emergency fund is so important, and I all maintain it. And I've been maintaining it for over a decade now.
Fantastic.
Super.
Great, Utsav. I think those are some really interesting tips for beginners. Let's talk about your love for traveling. Where did it start? And what is the inspiration behind your travel-based podcast?
Yeah, so it's actually started when I was doing my master's. I got an opportunity to study abroad for a semester. And I was in Singapore and I realized that, oh, from Singapore, Southeast Asia, travel is really cheap, right? You can get good deals on flights if you book in advance. And I booked a 2-week trip to Cambodia and Vietnam and I went solo. I'd never traveled solo before. And that was really the moment for me where I realized that, you know, I really, really enjoy discovering new places, meeting new people, understanding cultures and, you know, how people behave. And of course, the food, that's really a great part of traveling. And I think that's something which I have really enjoyed over the last decade. And some of my favorite trips would be Argentina, one trip which I had planned for a very long time because it's just quite expensive to get there and, you know, I do a trip. I went there for 3 weeks. Apart from that, I also took a trip to Kashmir last year, which was again a month-long trip when I was balancing both work and travel. And some of those trips, my trips to, you know, some parts of Africa, traveling into Kenya, seeing the Masai Mara people, you know, seeing the entire safari and seeing so many animals together was just one of those things which, you know, really, really stay with me as a great memory of, you know, having spent my time. And I think all this really culminated into the podcast because I really wanted to, you know, tell people that there is no one singular way to travel, right? everyone should travel basis their convenience. And this is the thing with Indians that, you know, I will go abroad, I will do so many countries, this, that. My whole philosophy is slow traveling, saying that you are not going to see the world entirely anyways. Whatever you are seeing, see it with a depth and intensity that you remember it, right? And that's where my whole idea of the podcast came, that I want to sort of evangelize slow travel and say that, you know, every place you go has something very interesting. Your own street is interesting. All right. You just don't know the story behind the street, why it's named. And if you start to uncover it, it will lead you to a very, very interesting set of rabbit holes and you can discover. And while all this was, you know, playing in my head, a podcast has to be started and, you know, those things have to be done. I was also, you know, at a space where I'd been working for almost 7-8 years, you know, with very limited breaks and travel. And I realized that I did want to take some time off and I decided to take a sabbatical. Right. And I took a 3-month sabbatical in 2018. And of course, I worked it out with my employer and we, you know, worked out the details of it. But again, that was a very, very great time for me, because I think one of the things which is going to become increasingly important in the world we live in is it's crucial to take healthy breaks. You know, they can help us feel rejuvenated, relaxed, we are happier, and they can help change our mindset. And I think it uplifts your mood when, you know, when you're taking that break, just switching off from everything. And you have to do it regularly and healthily. So it has to be not just you take a break and then you forget about it, but healthy and regular amount of breaks can increase creativity and it actually avoids the feeling of being burnt out, which is so, so important.
Yep, I agree with that. So tell me one thing, Uttab. That's first thing that our listeners would want to know is how do you deal with financial stress that comes while taking a break, right? Because rationally, the breaks are required and they're healthy. Well, how should one deal with that kind of stress, Uttab?
Yeah, I think the first way to do it is to first identify your stressors. What is stressing you out? I think that is the most important thing, because if you are able to identify your stressor, right, what happens is that you can actually become cognizant of it. Otherwise, when you are under financial stress, you know, people take very poor decisions. They make very poor choices. For example, for someone who is stressed out, they start to eat, you know, in a very emotional way. They get into this whole emotional eating space and then they really lose control over it. And of course, that has an impact on their health. So it's important that you note down these habits, that when you are stressed, what happens to you? And then you sort of try to, you know, curb them. And I think the other thing also is that if you realize that, you know, financial stress is something which is happening to you consistently, you have to first accept that, you know, you are not being able to manage it. And it's okay to seek professional help, right? Just like you can't be an expert at everything in life, it's okay to seek professional help when it comes to your finances as well. And once you start doing that, it will actually reduce your stressors. And I also see this, people often feel guilty, you know, that they're taking leaves and holidays and sabbaticals and so on. But don't be, because I think you require it. It's something you need. Your mind needs the rest. And that's why taking those breaks actually becomes very, very important. So I think, Anupam, at this point, it's quite clear that I am really in love with travel. But it's not a cheap hobby, right? And I would love to hear your opinion, you know, how one can manage their finances better.
Yeah, that's always the thing. I mean, how do you fund that kind of travel? I don't even know how many countries you've traveled. How many have you, by the way?
I have traveled more than 25 countries by now.
Oh, amazing. So, okay, see, here's the deal. You need to set long-term and short-term goals. That's always one of the biggest keys to financial planning and managing your finances better. Okay, the short-term financial goals can help you achieve a foundation for larger financial goals, right? I mean, you set a budget for daily tasks and chores, and that can help reduce impulse buying and increase your savings. Mm-hmm. Whereas setting long-term financial goals can help save for the bigger picture. And bigger picture is, there are some major goals in life, a few of them, but there are really important ones like retirement, like buying a house, like kids' education, etc. And setting long-term goals can also encourage you to save and invest more instead of spending money on things that you don't need. So that's my view, Uttab. There are also some other options that I think people can explore, such as investing in equity. And let me highlight some of the important reasons why, right? Now, equity investments have the possibility of increasing the value of the principal amount invested. Now, this increase in value comes in two ways. One, capital gains, and two, dividends, wherever applicable. An equity fund offers investors a diversified investment option that typically is for a minimum initial investment amount.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you. You know, I think we often tend to overlook these things when it comes to finances, because more often than not, we set goals, but find it very difficult to stick to them. I actually have another follow-up question, and I would love to hear your thoughts on this. But as a travel enthusiast, I consume a lot of content on social media by travel creators. But sometimes I often see people all over Instagram constantly upgrading and changing their lifestyles. So the other question I actually had for you, and maybe a lot of our listeners also have on their minds, is what are some negative impacts of a constantly upgrading lifestyle?
So yeah, I get that, Uttab. Instagram, huh? Really, envy and everything. Okay, so see, constantly upgrading your lifestyle and chasing material goods such as the latest phones and gadgets, all of this, you know, can lead to impulse buying and wastage of money and going after stuff that you don't really need. You're doing that just to look cool. And I always think, and this probably takes some time to learn, is that instead of constantly upgrading your lifestyle, we can invest that same money in a healthy financial scheme. That's always been my point of view on that, Utsav. So, Utsav, if you could give one piece of financial advice, what would that be?
I think the biggest piece of advice I could give is don't be afraid of money and making a financial choice, right? So even if you make one bad decision, you can always recover from the situation. Sure, you invested in a financial instrument, in a year or two later, you realize it's not working out. You can always recover from that situation. But I think investing and investing early is better than doing nothing with your money.
And that's a wrap on this episode. Utsav, thank you so much for coming to this episode.
Thank you so much, Anupam, for having me.
Okay, and listeners, I hope that you've learned something useful from hearing this episode, like the different ways that you can manage your money along with your hobbies and your passions and the importance of setting long-term and short-term goals. Most of us like to avoid thinking about our finances. We do so because money can often be a cause of stress and anxiety. But it's important to realize that planning for our future is important. It helps us prepare for the unexpected, and in case of emergencies, we are better equipped to handle them. Come and be part of this conversation on Instagram at @HDFCMF and tell me what are some of the financial planning tips you have adopted. And I will see you on the next episode of Investverse, an investor education initiative by HDFC Mutual Fund. Okay, Utsav, thanks a lot, man.
For KYC, change of address, investor complaints, redressal, etc., visit www.hdfcfund.com/information/key-know-how. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.